really give families an expanded choice so that if they want to really, homeschool on their own and do their own thing, they can. But if they want that dedicated support from teachers or support staff, they have that ability to do so. So we can provide all of that.
And you have the curriculum and et cetera, curriculum options there in the library.
Correct. We have a curriculum library that parents can access. We have curriculum there that parents can check out, or we have donated curriculum that parents can have if they choose to. We also have a viewing library, so vendors have sent us samples. So, for example, if you want to purchase a curriculum like Timber Doodle or one like that, but you don't know what it looks like or you want to see what these different curricula look like, you can come and see those and feel them and look at them. Sometimes it's nice to just be able to pick up a book and look at it or feel something or see what it looks like or just try it out a little bit. And that's another option that you have. And we have the space to be able to do that, whereas before we did not have that space.
Right. And you had an open house. Was that last fall?
Yeah, we've had one every year. We have one each fall. So we'll be having another one on the 27th of August. So and that's open to the community. We have a barbecue, and then we open up the facility for people to come in and take a look around and see our beautiful building and all of the things that we offer. And, of course, they can look at our curriculum library, but also, bring your children, play on our playground. See the kind of art things we do, check out our gym, check out our Lego room. But yes, we do. We have an open house. But we had our grand opening a couple years ago.
But it's the 27th then?
Yes, the 27th of August. From 5 to 7.
And yes, I guess I don't remember when I stopped by, but I was just so impressed. In my day job, it's all controversy, controversy, controversy. And went over to Nordale. And there were hundreds of kids and parents wandering around, every shape, size, and description and ability.
Right.
And they were all having a good time. And I saw a guy playing basketball with the kids, and turned out a little while later that was a superintendent.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
It was great. And in the library, there was a mom who was checking out correspondence programs, and the librarian was showing her all the choices, and she didn't really know what to do, and had a good conversation going, and just, well, I think let's try this one first, see what happens. If that doesn't work, we've got a couple others. Well, let's try this first and go from there.
Yeah.
It was really something. And you have, well, let's see, are they called teachers? I can't remember the correct word.
Right. We call them education specialists.
Specialists. Yep. There we go. So if you're having trouble getting going and need some help, they work mostly with the parents. Is that correct?
Yep. Every family is assigned an education specialist. Our education specialists work with the families. And and I'm also an education specialist, but I'm a head teacher also. But we work with families, so the whole family. We don't just, work with one grade level. We work across grade levels. And we work with your family to make sure that, you choose the right curriculum fit for you. If you don't know what to choose, we help you find something that will work for you. And then we're there to help you the whole way. We'll support you as much or as little as you need. We help you find resources that you might need in the community or within the district. We help you access services that you might need or access, if your student wants to take courses at UAF, we help you figure that out. If they're interested in the trades, we help you figure out how you might be able to access a tour or access courses for the trades, things like that. So we're really there to be kind of like your concierge, your educational concierge, right, so to speak. So we're there for you every step of the way, as much as you want us to be.
Right. Now, you mentioned that you offer art classes or crafts or whatever. is that organized through the program, or is that parents get together and the school is mostly just providing the space for parents?
We actually have both. Mm-hmm. So we have art classes that we organize. We have like art classes that are specifically like a lesson, like, oh, we're going to learn about this specific art topic or this specific technique. But also we have exploratory type art. But then we also have parent groups that come in and they have like a co-op or something, and they rent, or they don't rent, excuse me, they check out our art room, like they have it reserved. Mm-hmm. And then they use that space for their own art classes that they do. So we have both. So, okay. Yeah.
Good. Well, let's see. It is a quarter past the hour, so we have to take a commercial break. So stay with us. We will be right back, and you are listening to Problem Corner on KFER, and your guest host is Mike Prox, and with me in the studio is Kara Candelaria. And yeah. With that, we will be right back. Stay tuned.
The Valdez Fishing Report is brought to you by your local Fairbanks Jiffy Lube. Heading out for some weekend fishing? Make sure your vehicle's ready for the adventure. Stop by either the College or Pegger Road location and let the Jiffy Lube certified technicians get your vehicle in road trip ready shape. Jiffy Lube can help with Pennzoil oil changes, transmission services, air filters, wiper blades, and more. Stop by when it's convenient for you. No appointment necessary. Jiffy Lube proudly pours Pennzoil motor oil. Not just oil, Pennzoil.
It's time for the Valdez Fishing Report. Interviews, derby standings, tips, and advice for Prince William Sound.
Lori Prox here with Crystal Rowe of Valdez. You're an avid silver fisherwoman. It sounds like you reeled in a 12.82 pounder, got on the regular derby leaderboard. But what are you thinking for women's derby?
Well, if I had to pick a poundage, my hopes would be it'd be at least a 15-pounder. Then I'd be pretty sure I'd be up in the top three. But you never know. Every year you think you have it and you get there and somebody else, it just takes first place away from you.
It's kind of looking like there will be a lot of fish and they'll be in much closer than the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
You think? What are you thinking? You've been out there on the water, so tell us what you're seeing and where you think they'll be by Women's Derby.
I think by Women's Derby time, probably up by Gold Creek, Mineral Creek, I imagine they would be fairly thick in there. They're moving in every day. I'm guessing it'll be that close. At least that's my hope.
Amazing. Wouldn't that be absolutely amazing? And do you have any tips or things that they should know about?
Just go out with a positive attitude and you get what you get and you hope for the best and you make fun of it just being a woman's day, because we don't get those very often in life.
And you could win some other random prizes. The
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, the Flower Power Prize Patrol will be out and about. So
For
the cars will be decorated with flowers this year. So check that out.
That's going to be awesome.
Park your rig, pitch a tent, or check into your private cabin at Eagles Rest RV Resort. Then explore Valdez. Eagles Rest RV Resort is the perfect place to land in Valdez. Book RV sites, glamping tents, and cabins online at EaglesRestRV.com. We now accept online reservations for our tent area. Nothing beats summer in Valdez. So the sooner you book, the better. EaglesRestRV.com. See you in Valdez.
KVAK's Valdez Fishing Report. Fish Valdez and reel in a big one.
KFAR Weather.
Chance for scattered rain showers today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 66. Winds out of the east around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Chance for scattered rain showers. Lows level off around 53. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
And we are back. Thank you for staying with us. You're listening to Problem Corner on 660 AM, 97.5 FM. Your guest host this morning is Mike Prox, and with me in the studio, I have Kara Candelaria of the Fairbanks North Star Borough BEST program.
Yes, hello.
And BEST is Building Education Success Together. It's their correspondence program. And I forgot to mention at the beginning of the show, if you want to participate, have any questions or comments, The number to call in is 458-8255. That's 458-TALK. So with that, we were discussing a little bit about your program and how can people come in and talk to you, see if they want to participate.
Right. Well, they're welcome to stop by our building at Nordale Education Center, which is at 397 Hamilton Avenue. Another great way to find out information about us is to go to our website, which is k12northstar.org/best. It has all of our information, including how to contact us, enrollment information. It has links to our social media so you can see what's going on. We post a lot on social media, like our events and mm-hmm. everything that's happening. Also, giving us a call at 907-452-2000, extension 11201 is another great way to get a hold of us, okay, to ask questions and get in touch with an education specialist for any specific questions that you have about enrolling, content questions, things like that. But okay, yeah, we're happy to talk and answer questions and talk to anyone about anything.
All right, good. And we have a phone call. Are you ready for a phone call?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Good morning. You're on KFAR. That didn't work. Good morning. You're on KFAR. And who am I speaking with?
Tom Kennedy.
Tom Kennedy. Thank you for calling in. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I was just going to say, I've had her children as students. They're fantastic. But
hi, Mr. Kennedy.
She is absolutely a treasure. She gets really the best of the best teachers in the district down there. And I worked with her. I was a long-term sub over at SMART. And they have such dedication, so many programs. They had plants growing in their commons. They did all kinds of things for kids. But I think the biggest thing is their tutors. They had a tutor, Cornell. I don't know if he's back or not. But they target instruction for kids that are struggling in math or in writing. And they work with those kids on developing the skills necessary for them to be successful. And that's, you know, something that's really difficult to do in a big public school. But they will actually figure out what your child needs, and they will target those, you know, areas that the students need strength. Mm-hmm. And so that's one thing I'd really like underline. If you're a parent that has, you know, maybe a kid that's just really struggling in math, they have lots of programs that really support that. They have really good special education department teacher, too, that works with them. They're really a fantastic program.
Well, good. Good to hear. Confirmed
my suspicion.
Well, thank you so much for calling in and highlighting all of that. I appreciate that.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, and you do are the – no, I forgot what they're called. The – folks that help the parents.
The education specialists?
Education specialists, yes. And that was one of the most enjoyable parts of homeschooling. Our children went through the first eight grades.
Right.
And I had to learn, how did I learn to read? And how did I learn math?
Right, and yeah.
It really helps to reinforce parents' understanding of the subject. And you have people over there that will help out with that should that be necessary.
Yes, because not only do you have, you know, your education specialists, which we're certified teachers of the state of Alaska, so we work with you, and we span all grade levels. So there are those of us who are high school teachers, so that means we've had extensive experience. And so when I say we have extensive experience, I mean all of us, almost all of us, have had at least 20 years of experience teaching in the Fairbanks North Scarborough School District. I think all but one. So we're talking, you know, over 100 years of experience, close to 200 years of experience of teaching there. And so we're able to work. So we have both elementary and high school, and we're a team. Like, we work together. So we work with families. But, for example, I'm a high school teacher. I've taught at Lathrop for 17 years and North Pole High School. So that's my forte. But I also work with elementary students. But I have team members that are elementary, and so we work together. So, yes, we have families that have all grade levels. And so When I'm working with my families, we also work with each other to make sure that we are providing the full spectrum of services that we can, and we understand every aspect of education. So that's the other thing about BEST, is that we have a very diverse team of expertise, of grade ranges, and we all are very tight-knit and work very closely together.
Well, good. And let's see, you're opening two new locations this fall?
We are. We're opening an office in North Pole on Bradway Road at the Midnight Sun Learning Center. It was Midnight Sun Elementary. It's now Midnight Sun Learning Center. We'll have an office there with our new education specialist, Liz Alexander, who will be working there. She's fantastic, wonderful, wonderful educator. And then we are also opening a hub in Two Rivers at the Two Rivers School with Sam Barney, also an amazing, wonderful educator that was at Two Rivers School, and he's going to stay on to be an education specialist in Two Rivers to work with those families. So we're super excited about the opportunities that those are going to bring to those areas and all of the amazing opportunities that we'll be able to have with the students in those areas, and also just the students everywhere, because I think, for example, Two Rivers, that's going to provide a lot of really amazing new experiences to even students in Fairbanks or in North Pole who maybe want to try different things like agro science or some of the other things that we're looking forward to trying that Two Rivers might offer that we don't have at Nordale. So there's going to be a lot of different things that we'll be able to do at these other locations that we don't currently offer at Nordale.
Mm-hmm. And are you getting interest? That was, you know, it was a lot of disappointment that both of those schools were closing down. But are you getting interest in parents wanting to switch over, if you will?
We are, yes. So it was a very hard thing. And mm-hmm. It's very bittersweet, and it's very difficult. And so trying to find that silver lining in such a difficult time, I recognize that it takes time. And so I will say, though, that in Two Rivers, the community there has really, I think, come out and has gotten excited about the things that we can offer there. And so on the 14th, we're going to be having a open house there. So that's next week on the 14th from 5 to 7. So if there's anybody that's interested in seeing what we're going to have there, we're going to be having a blast off with BEST barbecue. And so we'll have same thing. We'll have a barbecue. The school will be open. I think there's going to be some school supply giveaway happening. The parent advisory committee out at Two Rivers will be there. They're very active and excited about things. And so that will be a great opportunity for folks in that area to come out and check out what's going on. And if anybody is not quite sure about what they want to do, just because it is a difficult situation and it's, you know, a lot of people are unsure, that would be a great opportunity to come out and talk to us mm-hmm. and see what we're all about and meet Mr. Barney and see what he's thinking that it will look like out there, and see what, you know, lays in store for our Two Rivers location. But that's sort of our plan there in terms of opening it up for people to see, you know, what we'll have. But, you know, I know that we're planning on having a ski club out there, maybe decathlon. I know there was talk about a lot of, like, you know, science around agriculture, interest in, like, homesteading type things, maybe some dog sledding. So there's a lot of stuff out there that we'll be able to do that's a lot different mm-hmm. than what we currently do.
Mm-hmm. And these are organized by the parents. Is that true?
Yeah, some things are. And so a lot of those activities will be organized by parents mm-hmm. Or volunteers. Mm-hmm. And that's true also even at Nordale. We have a kind of a mixed bag of things. So some things are organized by parents or families or even students. We have a lot of clubs that are run by students. And then some things are organized by staff.
Because mm-hmm. that was one of the challenges we faced, the social interaction and the extracurricular activities that are important. And there was a pretty good homeschooling group that I'm sure is still active. This has been 15, 20 years since my kids graduated. Right. But those are those opportunities are available. So
yes,
that's good. And let's see, we've got, oops, I hear the music. So that means the satellite's taken over and we have to take a break for some national news and some weather and some words from our sponsors. So stay with us. We'll be back in a few minutes on Problem Corner.
Coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. They tried again and failed in the Texas House of Representatives in Austin. No quorum today because not enough Democrats are there to make one. The state trying to do some redistricting in its congressional maps, but many Democrats, over 50 of them, have left in protest. So what's the path forward? Well, the Speaker of the House in Texas says those Democrats won't be paid. They'll try again tomorrow. We've been hearing this week about how Israel plans to take control of Gaza. Over in the United Kingdom, speaking alongside UK Foreign Minister, it was Vice President J.D. Vance, says the White House is paying attention to this situation.
I'm not going to speak to private conversations between the Israeli government and our government. I think the president obviously has been very clear about his goals, about what he wants to accomplish in the Middle East.
Israel and the United States are calling for all 50 remaining Hamas hostages to be released. The United Kingdom is calling for a possible statehood for the Palestinians if Israel doesn't clean things up. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
The Fairbanks Daily News Miner reports a few Fairbanks City Council members want more transparency on discussions about the future development of the Polaris building by making the Polaris Working Group meetings publicly noticed. Fairbanks Mayor David Prus, who initially proposed making the working group a city ad hoc committee, said it has effectively stood down after 10 years. Prus initiated the Polaris Working Group several years ago to secure funding for the demolition of the derelict 11-story high-rise and its eventual redevelopment into a project that would benefit downtown Fairbanks. Now that the building is down, Prus told council members on Tuesday that he was discussing ideas and an initial concept for private industry to develop the project, along with the city engineer and chief of staff, council members John Ringstad and Sue Sprinkle, and Fairbanks architect C.B. Bettysworth. Basically, there is no more Polaris working group, Prus said. We have five people in City Hall who are looking at a letter of interest. Because of that, he said he would withdraw his resolution to form an ad hoc meeting.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Real Alaskan heroes.
The Woodway salutes you, Miss Blaze King owner.
Your princess works 24 hours a day.
So when you wake up to the fire you started yesterday,
you don't have to worry.
You just grab coffee and sit down in your comfy chair.
So much time to yourself.
What you could accomplish now that you need less wood.
Less wood and less clean.
Your Blaze King treats you the way you deserve all winter long. Saluting heroes, the Alaskan way. The right way. The Woodway. Brought to you by Blaze King and Wicked Long Burn Times.
Assemblymember Barbara Haney is fighting for you. She's a proven leader who stands by the tax cap, keeping more money in your pocket while others push for higher taxes. Barbara fights for common sense solutions that work for Fairbanks. She's committed to responsible spending, government transparency, and protecting borough residents from government overreach. Barbara led the charge to create the borough's online checkbook because you deserve to see where your tax dollars go. On Election Day, vote for Barbara Haney because your hard-earned dollars deserve a watchdog, not a blank check. Paid for by Haney for FNSP, PO Box 10139, Fairbanks.
Getting a little personal here, but true story. So I hurt my knee and a friend says, go see Dr. Kim Driftmeyer at McKinley Orthopedics. So glad I did. Turns out I needed surgery. Dr. Driftmeyer and his team took great care of everything right here in Fairbanks. MRI, physical therapy, surgery, all in one place. Easy, efficient, honestly, kind of pleasant. Oh, and did you know he's also an outstanding spine surgeon? Sports injury, broken bones, or just need a tune-up? Go see Dr. Kim Driftmeyer. McKinley Orthopedics. Trusted care, local team, real results.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
All right, and we are back. Thank you for staying with us. You're listening to Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 660 AM, 97.5 FM. Your guest host this morning is Mike Prox, and with me in the studio is Kara Candelaria, who is the head teacher, I think I got that right, for the Fairbanks North Star Burroughs Correspondence Program, BEST, which is Building Educational Success Together.
Yes.
And if you want to join the program, have a comment or a question, please give us a call. The number to call is 458-8255. That's 458-TALK. So with that, we've been talking about there's three locations now. Norddale has been open for two or three years, and with the closing of, let me get this right, I said Salcha, that's not right.
No, Salcha.
Two Rivers.
Yep.
And the Midnight Sun Elementary School on Norddale Road. There's going to be two more locations for people living out in those areas.
Correct, yes. Yep.
And tell me a little bit about how does a parent determine whether this is a good idea for them?
Do you mean BEST or homeschooling in general?
Homeschooling in general, yes.
Well, I think you have to think about sort of what your philosophy in education is. You have to think about what kind of, you know, how your child learns, what's going to be a good fit for your child. And, you know, do you have the time and the dedication to be able to do homeschooling? Because it definitely does take time and dedication to do it. And you know, kind of evaluate that. And I would say also talking, you know, finding homeschoolers and finding families and really talking to them and seeing.
We have a call.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yep. We better take that before they drop off.
Yes.
Good morning. You're on KFAR. And who am I speaking with?
Yeah, hi. This is an older citizen. Isn't it true that the best way to help BEST in our school district is using BEST because we don't lose the state financing?
Good point.
Yes. Thank you so much for bringing up that really important point. When you choose BEST, you are using one of the Fairbanks North Star Borough School District schools. So you are keeping local funds local, and you are supporting your local school district. So that's one of the biggest positives of using Fairbanks BEST Homeschool is that you're using one of our schools in the school district. So thank you so much for calling and bringing up that point because, you know, we are your neighbors. We're local teachers. We've been in this district for a long time, and we love working for this school district, and we support it and support our community, and we love working with the district students. And the students who are in BEST are Fairbanks North Star Borough School District students. And so I think that's a really important point that a lot of people don't understand or just sort of miss. And so that was a great point. Thank you so much.
And I just, one other thing real quickly is it kind of frosts my tail that the unorganized borough that gets 100% funding from the state of Alaska is taking revenues out of our borough, which pays a tremendous amount in taxes. So the only way to stop that is by using our facilities and our teachers and keeping our kids home. So
Exactly.
That's a good point. And one of the nice things about the correspondence program is that you can shop around. IDEA is the Galena School District, and Raven is the YK School District. Mm-hmm. But yes, if you shop local, the money stays in the borough, and it actually ends up supporting the rest of the school district's programs because we get more per student of the foundation funding formula. It stays in the school district, and really it helps the rest of the program. So it's a win-win for Shopping Local.
Absolutely, yes. Yes, it supports all the schools. Mm-hmm. By families coming to BEST, not only is it supporting BEST and keeping our program running and us able to really continue to grow and continue to become more robust and offer more things, but it also supports all of our schools and mm-hmm. our community. And as this gentleman pointed out, it keeps all of the money local instead of it going out to other areas of the state.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes,
okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Yes, so we have an opportunity, and it's great. It's great. It's great for the students and great for the parents because we have more choices, and you can pick and choose. And the Fairbanks BEST program is going to be worried about competing with the other school districts, but it really isn't. I grew up in retail, and the buzzword is competition. But really what you do in retail is you try to cooperate more with your customers than the guy down the street.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy down the street does a better job, and then you start doing a better job, and everybody, it just works. It just works by itself, and I'm just excited about that. It's not for everybody,
mm-hmm.
But I don't think that matters because now we have an alternative available. It will help. It'll help everybody. People will go where they fit best, and I hope we continue that idea within the regular school districts, too, that just because you live in one area of town, you can actually enroll your student in another area. I think you have to provide the transportation, but that's good. That will help sort things out because that's the best way to measure the performance is parent satisfaction and student satisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
All the other ways we try to do it is less than ideal.
Right. And I think, too, like with BEST, we also, you know, I think we definitely want our parents and our students to be satisfied, and we want them to want to be there and want to come back, which is really important to us. But also, you know, we really pride ourselves on making sure that we are very supportive and we are, you know, supporting their journey and really providing the best possible outcomes for our students. So if our students want to be high achievers, then we're going to make sure that they can take, you know, the classes that are going to get them to take the AP classes, do the dual enrollment at classes at UAF, score, you know, really well on the AP exams, go to the colleges they want. I mean, we have students that go to very, very, very high-ranking colleges like MIT, University of Pennsylvania, Brown University. We have very high-achieving students. But also, we also, you know, catch students that fall through the cracks at brick-and-mortar schools that just, for whatever reason, they just can't get the credits they need, and they just fail to get their diploma. And so they come to BEST kind of as a last resort to try to get their diploma. And we work with those students, which I find just as exciting and wonderful as working with the students who are high achievers. And we work with those students who they want their diploma, and we're able to help them. And so I think that it's interesting to have this wide demographic of families and students and needs, and we're able to really find a way to support everyone. And that, to me, that outcome is really where I think shows our success. It's not just in, like, you know, one data point, but across the board, like everybody finding their success wherever it is, depending on whether it's the diploma, going to the college they want, entering the trades they want, our high graduation rate, whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm. And how does the BEST program keep track that students are engaged and are progressing and are learning? We enrolled in, I say, the Galena program 20, 30 years ago, specifically to have somebody keeping track of my wife and I.
Right.
And how does BEST perform the same function?
Right. So we have, I mean, there's state law that also requires this, but we try to go above state law. So the minimum is a monthly contact. So parents have to provide quarterly reports. They have to provide work samples that show growth on the part of their student that aligns with Alaska state standards. They meet with us at the start of each school year to design an individual learning plan, which is basically that's what their students plan to do. It has to have a minimum of 4 core courses, and the curriculum that they choose, we help them pick their curriculum. And so we work with families to determine, okay, what's going to work for your student? It could be different for each student in the family. One student might want online curriculum. Another one might need a literature-based curriculum. One might need project-based. One might need something different. And so we kind of work with the family to figure that out. The big thing is that it has to align with standards. So that's the one thing where your state-certified education specialist, contact teacher, these teachers are called different things depending on the program, but that person is really important to make sure that those things are being met.
Good.
And so we do that, and then we make sure as the year progresses, we're reaching out to you or you are reaching out to us, the parent or the family, to make sure that we're checking in on you. How are things going? Are you having any hiccups along the way? How is your student doing? Is there anything that you need help with, support with? So at least monthly, if not more. If something's going on, each teacher has their own way of kind of working through that. So maybe if one student is having a rough time, we make sure that you are getting together with a tutor. Another student, maybe an older student, is not logging into their class enough, maybe we put them on, if the parent agrees to it, of course, like a type of contract, like, okay, I'm going to do this so many days a week or whatever it might be. But we find a way to work with the families in a way that is going to help them in whatever way. So it just kind of depends on the family. But we make sure we have at least monthly contact, and the work samples, demonstrate growth.
Okay, good. And time is flying by. It is a quarter to the hour. That means we have to stop and take a break to hear from our sponsors of the program that are really the ones that make everything happen. And be sure and tell those companies, those businesses, you heard about them on KFAR's Problem Corner. And so with that, we will go to some commercial break. Stay with us. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Got that one tree hanging over your house, or you need a bunch of trees removed for fire safety? The one to call is the Great Alaska Tree Company. They specialize in hazardous tree cutting and removal, especially in tight quarters. Great Alaska Tree Company gives you the most complete tree service with stump grinding, brush cutting, chipping, and even pruning. Licensed, bonded, insured. Everyone loves the Great Alaska Tree Company. Well, everyone but the squirrels, that is. Call Eric today for your free estimate and year-round and emergency service at 978-4702.
The Alaska Fun Center Summer Sales event is going strong. The best CF Motos, Kawasaki, and Yamaha lineup now on sale. Come by the showroom to see the huge selection of ATVs and side-by-sides, all priced right. Check out the Kawasaki Terex 800 with a 3-year warranty. The CF Moto U-Force 1000 XL offers room for 6. There is much more to see at Alaska Fun Center, including the Yamaha series of sport quads. Financing on approved credit. Alaska Fun Center on College Road across from the fairgrounds.
Polish your chrome, rev those engines, and get ready for the Big Rig Semi-Truck Showdown at the Golden Heart Family Fun Day. It's all happening Saturday, August 9th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 3859 Pega Road. Brought to you by Golden Heart Waste Management. Free admission for the whole family. Come see massive Big Rig semis and emergency vehicles up close. And don't miss the Heavy Equipment Rodeo and Precision Operator Competition. It's a show of serious skill. There's live entertainment, bouncy houses for the kids, delicious food trucks, and a ton of local vendors. It's the second annual Golden Heart Family Fun Day, Saturday, August 9th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 3859 Pager Road. Brought to you by Black Gold Transportation, Craig Taylor Equipment, Peterbilt of Alaska, Pape Kenworth, Carlisle Transportation, John Deere, Power and Transmission, Airport Equipment Rental, Jeans Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram, Hotspot Cafe, and Golden Heart Waste Management.
Weather brought to you by Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing, offering 24-hour service from Salcha to Nanana and no mileage charge on callouts. The Bigfoot with the helping hand. Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing.
KFAR weather.
Chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 66. Winds out of the east around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Chance for scattered showers. Lows level off around 53. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. Highs around 70. Overcast skies. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
And you are listening to KFAR Radio, Problem Corner, at 660 AM, 97.5 FM. Your guest host this morning is Mike Prox, and with me in the studio is Kara Candelaria. I gotta practice that. So it rolls off. She is the head teacher for the Fairbanks North Star Borough School District's Correspondence Program, BEST. And BEST stands for Building Educational Success Together. And we're talking about all things correspondence school. If you want to join in the conversation, the number to call is 458-8255. And that's 458-TALK. So, before we took the break, we were kind of talking about how do you decide whether correspondence programs are right for your students and right for you, and how you can get some information about that. And we talked about how you keep track of, but how does the program measure success, I guess, as compared to other schools, the accountability part of it. There's some complaints that the correspondence schools don't participate in the standardized testing. And is that true for BEST? Why is that true? Does it matter? Things like that.
Right. Well, we do participate in the standardized testing. We're required by state law to participate in standardized testing. We do have a percentage of our students that participate in standardized testing. It is true that a lower percentage of students, their parents elect to do it. All students in the state of Alaska, their families can choose to opt out. And it just so happens that correspondence families more choose to opt out than probably in the brick and mortar school for a myriad of reasons. I think one of them being that, you know, it's a matter of choice. And, of course, mm-hmm. you know, Fairbanks BEST is a school of choice in the Fairbanks North Star Borough School District. And so and I think that's sort of it's a bigger conversation, I think, in terms of, you know, how to make testing be a bigger part of the equation, how that works. But I do think that comparing testing rates or comparing testing results from a correspondence program, whether it's BEST or another correspondence program in the state, to a brick and mortar school where it's managed by the district, the thing to think about when you're thinking about a correspondence school is that although there are, for example, with BEST education specialists or in another correspondence program, it might be a contact teacher or an advisory teacher, the parents or the guardians or the families, whoever it might be, are at-home educators. They are the teachers of the students. And so you're really comparing apples to oranges if you're mm-hmm. looking at the results of these tests. And so it would be hard to really make an appropriate comparison right. of test results. So I don't know that that would be a good way to measure success.
I agree. I think it is unfair, unproductive to compare correspondence programs with regular schools, because it is apples and oranges, and there's just so many reasons why some student might perform better or not as well on a test. On the other hand, I would encourage parents that are homeschooling to have their students participate in the tests. It is, well, testing. Once you graduate from school, you are going to run into all kinds of tests, be it for, well, certainly for the military, everything is based on testing, and you have to learn how to take tests and how to learn with those kind of goals in mind. That's just part of life, and it can be tedious, and I hear a lot of complaints from teachers that we're testing too much, something I want to look into a little more. But testing is a necessary part of education. We should want to know as parents that our children are meeting some sort of a standard, and they're not going to certainly not be behind. And then on the other hand, if they're really way ahead, well, maybe we can explore some other things, and nothing wrong with that. So it's a good idea, but necessary thing.
Yeah. How to design it is the, I would think,
how
is
to
the question.
Design it.
Yeah.
Yes. And that's a whole nother program that we have to get into.
Yeah.
And how do the parents benefit from the test? How do the teachers benefit from the test? And how does the district as itself benefit from the test? Far from perfect when you use it to compare one school or to another. There's so much involved with learning. It's not an assembly line
right.
exercise. Yes, but.
And I think it's important to point out that we do require grades. There is a lot of oversight, as we talked about, and you know, students aren't just pushed along. If you know, the contact teacher notices, like, hey, there's not a lot of progress happening here. We're not getting contact from this parent. We're not getting these quarterly progress reports. The student is just not making appropriate progress. You know, this is a school of choice, and, you know, there is a time where we say, this is just not working out. This Yep. is just not a good fit for your child. We think that probably your attendance area school or another in-person type school or some other place is probably a better fit. And, you know, we do have those conversations and make those choices. So that's just, you know, that is something that happens. So I just Yep. want to point out that does happen. And that doesn't mean that it's right for everyone and that Right. everyone is just, you know, kept here.
Yep. And that's, well, whether you're sending your children to, what was the term you used? The attendance area school. That's too technical.
Yeah, brick and mortar school, attendance area school,
yes,
school,
right.
in-person school.
Yes. Ultimately, wherever your child is being educated, the responsibility ultimately rests with the parents.
Mm-hmm.
To, if for whatever reason you don't think it's going as well as you should, and you're in a regular brick and mortar school, step A, call teacher. They will be happy to talk with you, talk with your children, talk with the teacher. If it can't be resolved, you know, maybe there is some problem with the teacher. I don't know, but that happens. They're human beings too. Take it up the ladder, and if you can't get resolution, take it upon yourself. But parents are ultimately responsible, and that gives these correspondence programs, give them that opportunity, and should, but however you do it, pay attention to your children, help them succeed.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right. Let's see. We've got just a couple of minutes left, so we better summarize and kind of go over the opportunities here, what the status of the schools. It's your 2 minutes.
Yeah. Well, I guess the only other things we didn't really talk about was the allotment. We do have an allotment like the other correspondence programs, and so that's something that families can utilize to pay for curriculum. We have a very flexible curriculum, options, just like the other, like you would experience with other programs. We let parents design curriculum. We help them with that to make sure they align with state standards. There's a lot of options for choosing curriculum. We also have we have approved NCAA courses that you can take directly through BEST. That's something really unique to us. We have like over 200 approved courses through the through NCAA. So if you have an athlete, that's pretty important. And we have a pretty flexible allotment reimbursement process. So, and we do allow faith-based. We just can't reimburse for it. Just two core courses have to be non-faith-based.
All right. And I am hearing the music in the background. That means the satellite's coming overhead, and it's going to take over the program in just a few minutes. So I first want to say thank you for joining us. This has been a really interesting program. And to all the parents out there, it's an option for you to consider. It can be a lot of fun, can be profitable, and there's just more flexibility. And I'm just really glad to see that the Fairbanks North Star Borough School District is taking on this great opportunity. So,
thanks for having me.
It's great. Yes, thank you. So, with that, thank you for listening, and stay tuned for the news.
Astronaut James Lovell died 97 years old. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. He was on Apollo 8, the first mission to circle the moon, and the commander of Apollo 13, a trip cut short by an oxygen tank explosion that turned into a four-day team effort to get everybody home, watched around the world.
Apollo 13 proved to be Captain Jim Lovell's finest moment as an astronaut.
Odyssey Houston, we show you on the main.